Gracias from the city of brotherly love. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 4th of June, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this week, Saturday the 30th marked the 8th year for Pedro Sanchez as president in the lead up to next year's general election. He's facing mounting pressure from a series of corruption and influence peddling investigations involving senior Socialist Party figures, allies, and members of his party. Cases include allegations of kickbacks linked to COVID-era contracts involving former Minister José Luis Álvarez and party official Santos Cerdán, while former President José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is being investigated over claims that he used his influence to secure a government bailout for an airline. Other investigations involve Sanchez's wife and brother. Although Sanchez has not been personally implicated, the scandals have damaged his government's credibility. Opposition leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo has predictably called for his resignation and early elections. However, Sanchez remains determined to stay in office until 2027, and his coalition partners are reluctant to support a no-confidence vote. All that said, his trips away have been pretty successful. On Monday the 1st, ahead of his June apostolic visit to the country, Pope Leo XIV met Sanchez at the Vatican. Following their private audience, Sanchez held talks with other senior cardinals. According to the Holy See, both sides welcomed the Pope's upcoming trip to the country as a sign of the strong relationship between the two countries. Meetings further addressed shared concerns, emphasizing dialogue between Catholic Church, government institutions, and broader civil society. Both parties highlighted the importance of mutual respect and cooperation. No public mention was made of Opus Dei and its relationship with the current papal leadership in the U.S. or Spain. On Tuesday, the 2nd, workers at Nestlé's La Penilla factory in Cantabria in the north are continuing industrial action in protest against planned job cuts on the site. Rather than launching an indefinite strike, the plant's works council, including several unions, opted for general intermittent work stoppages coinciding with the final days of the negotiations over the company's workforce plan. The dispute centers on Nestlé's proposal to eliminate nearly 50 jobs at the factory. Employees have already staged a series of two-hour strikes since May. The layoffs form part of a broader restructuring program by the company, which plans to reduce its global workforce. The CCO union says that the revised strategy aims to maintain pressure while limiting financial losses for workers. If no agreement is reached by the end of consultations this week, unions warn the intermittent strikes could continue indefinitely. Next, on education, university entrance exams begin this week, and according to news outlet El País, young people are increasingly stressed. Parents who were interviewed by El País said that this year they've noticed their children have increasing anxiety and emotional strain, particularly for students aiming for highly competitive degrees such as medicine, dentistry, and other health-related fields, where admission often requires near-perfect grades. Psychologists say parental anxiety can sometimes match or exceed that of students, as families often put pressure on their children. Pressure is intensified by financial realities for many households. Gaining a place at a public university is the only affordable option, while private degrees can cost tens of thousands of euros. Education and parent representatives warn that rising admission requirements and competition are creating unhealthy levels of stress. Some argue the system is placing excessive pressure on teenagers, raising broader questions about educational expectations and the well-being of young people. Tragic story on Monday the 1st, a British woman died after falling while descending a peak in the Spanish Pyrenees in the north. The incident occurred in the Gran Diagonal area where she was hiking with a male companion who was unharmed. Rescue teams recovered her body, which was taken to Zaragoza in the northeast for a post-mortem examination. Authorities have launched an investigation but believe the death was a tragic accident caused by the fall. UK Foreign Office says it is aware of the incident and is in contact with local authorities. The accident follows a busy period for mountain rescue teams in the Pyrenees, who have urged hikers to take precautions such as checking weather conditions, carrying enough water, and ensuring devices are charged. On to the next story. On Saturday the 30th, the United Airlines flight from Newark, New Jersey in the U.S. to Palma de Mallorca in the Balearic Islands was forced to turn back after a possible security threat emerged mid-flight. According to air traffic control communications, concerns arose when somebody allegedly called a Bluetooth device a bomb. Crew members repeatedly asked passengers to switch off Bluetooth devices, but two remained active, prompting the aircraft to return to Newark. After landing, all 190 passengers and 12 crew members disembarked while police conducted a security sweep. Passengers were re-screened by the TSA and Customs Border Protection officers before being allowed to board a replacement aircraft. The new flight departed early Sunday and arrived safely in Mallorca later that day. The incident followed another United flight diversion a day earlier after an unruly passenger reportedly attempted to access the cockpit. It was also the third significant United Airlines incident in a month. Housing. On Monday, the first news outlet Euronews reported that the country's housing affordability has worsened in 2026 compared to 2025, with renters now spending an average of 50% of their gross salary on housing, up from 47% the previous year. According to a study using data from InfoJobs and Fotocasa, rents increased by just under 7%, while advertised salaries rose by only 1%, widening the gap between earnings and housing costs. The disparity is particularly severe in major cities. The community of Madrid, renters spend 71% of their salary on housing, while in Catalonia, the figure is 70%. Researchers describe the situation as a housing emergency, noting that affordability levels far exceed the commonly recommended threshold of 30% of income. The growing mismatch between wages and rents is reducing households' ability to save, limiting labor mobility, delaying young people's departure from the family home, and making it harder for many to start families. In European affairs, on Thursday the 28th, the Spanish government distanced itself from a French-led proposal to strengthen the EU's trade defenses against China. Speaking in Berlin, Economy Minister Carlos Cuerpo said Madrid has not given political backing and described the discussions as purely technical. This decision marks a shift away from Spain's apparent support for a joint paper backed by France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Lithuania, which called for stronger EU trade tools to counter market distortions. Spain has maintained relatively warm ties with China, and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has visited Beijing several times while encouraging Chinese investment, particularly in renewable energy and the automotive sector. Dr. Pepper from Dallas, Texas. Any fans out there? Well, this iconic beverage will soon be available in Spain. As of Monday the 1st, the soft drink brand officially launched in the country as part of its European expansion. It is one of 15 priority European markets in Dr. Pepper's growth strategy. And finally, in sports, 5 months are remaining before Madrid is supposed to host its first official Formula One Spanish Grand Prix. However, questions are being raised about whether the new Madrid circuit will be ready on time. Exclusive images obtained by Motorsports Week show the significant construction work still remains unfinished at the site, even though preparations began more than a year ago. Developers are building the semi-permanent circuit around the IFEMA Exhibition Center and parts of Madrid, with plans to host around 110,000 spectators. Organizers have heavily promoted the project, with race car driver Carlos Sainz serving as an ambassador, and have installed countdown clocks across the city ahead of the September race weekend. Crews have made some progress, including laying the first tarmac at the circuit's bank turn 12 section, known as La Monumental. Despite these concerns, Circuit General Manager Luis Garcia Abad insisted the project is still on schedule. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us, info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.